Eric facilitates a two-day weekend journey into the beautiful wilderness of the Blue Mountains and Woolamai, where you can explore river cave canyons, share stories around a campfire, participate in group meditations, find refuge within caves, all without a need for tents, and engage in simple rituals that will enlighten your psyche. Eric joins us this morning to share a little bit more about this fantastic retreat. Thanks so much for joining us, Eric.
Yeah. You made that sound so good.
It's my job. Tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to run these workshops, to run these retreats?
Well, as you can tell, I'm not from Australia originally, but in California in my 20s, I spent a lot of time just living in nature and hanging out with the trees, you might say, and discovered just the power of connecting to nature. So when I came to Australia, basically, I really fell in love with the nature here. I spent about 10 months traveling around, just bushwalking and hanging out in beautiful places.
Amazing.
And this is after I went through a divorce. And I was, you know, going through a bit of a hard time. And I really discovered the healing power of nature. Just to be there in nature and the natural meditative effect that it has on our psyche when we take the time to unwind and slow down in nature, we drop into our own nature, our own true nature. And this is something that we spend very little time in life. Like, what's my unaltered state, right? We all like to alter our states. I'm sure there's a few people last night out there altering their states. I don't have any problem with that, by the way. It is fun to alter your states. But the problem is a lot of times we're altering our state in a negative way. You know, you can think of anxiety or depression and ways we talk to ourselves and kind of organize our consciousness alters us away from our natural inner peace, our inner appreciation and joy de vivre. And we're kind of wound up in a stressed out, go, 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 fight or flight modality, which, you know, takes us over. And then we look for escapes for that, like altering ourselves positively by ingesting substances or things like that, or shopping or sweeping screens with our fingers to look for something else that might stimulate us rather than the opposite, which would be to connect with our being.
And so that's the whole, I guess, idea that underpins wild meditation, isn't it?
It's to get in touch with the wildness within us, our unconditioned nature, our uncivilized nature, you might say, while getting in touch with the uncivilized wild places out there in the world that are relatively untouched.
Gosh.
And hardly anybody goes to.
Hardly anybody goes. That absolutely blows my mind, though, that nobody visits, because the Blue Mountains, they're not far from Sydney, right? They're only a couple hours in the car, a couple hours on the train. It's not a hard place to access.
No.
And it's just no one visits them.
Well, I'm always amazed. I'm out on the trail like with my girlfriend, and we're out there in beautiful places. And I often say, you know what? If this was California, it was this place was this close to San Francisco as it is to Sydney, it'd be inundated.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be walking down the track going, hi, howdy, and all this American stuff. And it's kind of strange as an immigrant. I've been here 30 years. But, you know, I love this place. And I find I'm introducing, you know, this country to Native Australians.
Wow.
You know, like, and so I'm kind of making a gig out of it, I guess you might say. You know, how can I take these two things I'm really interested in, meditation, which, you know, really finding your own true nature and the joy and peace that's there without having to do anything. And helping to connect with that just in the absolutely glorious, spectacular, beautiful places.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Blue Mountains.
So what kind of activities do people get up to on these retreats?
Well, every retreat is different.
Okay.
Right? I've got a few that I've run, and they're all different. Some involve fasting and solo time, sitting on a ridge out in the middle of nowhere, just all by yourself for a period of time and really seeking vision for your life. Did one of those not too long ago out in Canangra Boyd National Park, just perched on the edge of this waterfall, this deep escarpment, going down to this totally wild place, You know, and then there, of course we had time, we had fun, you know, jumping in the pools of these different waterfalls as they're cascading down the side of the mountain. And there's time for rituals and dance and sitting around the campfire, sharing stories and just opening up and sharing our experiences that seem really relevant. This particular one, though, is kind of special. I haven't done it before.
Okay.
And we'll start out by stopping at an amazing swimming hole that I know of that not many people go to. And people can also test their kind of courage because there's a jump rock there. And you can jump from like a meter, 2 meters, five, you know, 3 meters, 4 meters, 10 meters, you know, 15 meters.
I'd be like 1 meter.
Yeah, but it's really good because you can kind of face your fear and
yeah.
say, oh, that wasn't too hard.
And push yourself each time.
Oh, wow, I can do that. And, you know, and nobody's required. And if you just want to swim and dip in this beautiful freshwater, you know, pool, that's great. So we'll stop there just for a little while, break up the trip. That's kind of up near on the way to Lithgow. Then we're going to head into what's called River Caves Canyon. It's a small canyon, but it's quite spectacular. It's quite cave-like with a river running through it. Hence,
who would have thought?
It's like Blue Mountains, Snowy Mountains, River Cave Canyon. You know, like, we love to name things like the obvious thing, you know?
Okay, yep. So we're going into River Cave Canyon.
And there... we'll spend the evening, and this will be the real meditative part. You know, we'll really have some time in silence in this overhang cave where there's a creek running through it, and it's absolutely beautiful spot. Very powerful nature energy there. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just we've been there a few times on little retreats, and. But this will really have a chance to hang out there.
Yeah.
And this is where there's a cave, and we can just sleep under the overhang. And,
amazing.
And have a campfire there, and it's really nice. Then we'll get up in the morning after a little meditation and breakfast, and we'll head over to Rocky Creek Canyon. Now, Rocky Creek Canyon is kind of rated as one of the most beautiful canyons in the Blue Mountains by, you know, kind of canyoners. There's no abseiling involved, so you don't have to dangle off of a rope. I'm not, you know, I'm not ready to take people out doing that. I'm not a wilderness adventure guide per se. I'm a psychologist that likes doing this kind of stuff. But, and I do all that stuff with ropes and all that, but that's from me and my friends.
Yeah, let's not take people out.
But we're not going to do that because this is really accessible to anybody, you know. Well, you have to have a reasonable level of fitness and you have to be able to boulder hop.
Okay.
But if you got some balance, if you got some balance, and look, I took my 11-year-old stepdaughter out.
Wow.
She did fine, and I took out my 69-year-old friend. You know,
wow,
he's pretty fit, I have to say. But,
yeah, obviously very good for 69.
Well, you know, so it doesn't require you don't have to be a gymnast or something. You know,
okay,
it's And we'll go slow, and because we really want to make it a mindful kind of experience, we really take it in. Because you can't just do it like other things in life, just rush through it.
No.
And it's like, whoosh, whoosh, in, out, and you
off
come
you
out, okay, well, let's go get a beer. What did we do today?
Check the camera. Oh, we took photos.
Yeah, we took a lot of photos. So, and there'll be room to take photos, but also just to really slow down and see it. Now, this place, it's a deep, dark canyon. There's sections that are maybe a meter wide.
Gosh.
And the walls go up, you know, maybe 15 meters, kind of carved, swirling, cliff faces or, you know, canyon walls. And then ferns illuminated by light, shafts of light shining down. And because
amazing.
The water's cold, there's kind of a little bit of a fog. And
wow.
Shafts of light, and it's like nature's cathedral. It's
yeah.
absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. What do you think people come into it with? What is the mentality people most often come to you with, or the complaint people most often come to you with? Is it that life's too busy, that they are not connecting enough?
Well, some of the things would be, one, I feel like my life is running on fear and anxiety.
Mm.
And And some people said that come along, I've never done anything like this before. This is really
pushing
my fear buttons. Mm. But I'm tired of being run by fear or running away from my fears.
Wow.
And I want to face my fears and get comfortable with myself in the natural world.
My gosh.
So that's one thing. And I really help people as a psychologist.
Yeah.
I kind of help people just with some little things. It's not a big therapy session.
Believe me.
Nature does most
of
it. But I can still be there to kind of counsel them a little bit and help them overcome.
I think that's so fantastic too, with your background in psychology, having that ability to be able to kind of experience both sides, kind of more medical and more spiritual and more scientific and more nature oriented. I think to bring those two together in such an interesting way, it's really beautiful. It sounds like the most incredible retreat. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we've run out of time. But Eric, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.